Brothers and sisters, I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are just coming from the weekend where we were gathering in our churches at different places, praising, worshiping, and thanking God. I think many of us are well revived, and we will be walking in the strength of the revival that we received from our churches. When we were remembering the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, many of us on Sunday we were declaring that he is risen. I hope we did. But let us ask God that he remain risen in our lives, so that we can live a life that says Jesus is alive. We are going to get our scripture reading this morning from the book of Matthew, chapter 11. We will read few verses there. I think that will be the last six verses of the chapter 11, verse 25 to 30. It reads as follows. There's a topic, subtopic there that says, "Come to me and I will give you rest." At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That is the word we are getting from the Bible today. Can we pray? In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we are now before you, listening to your word, which, Lord, we believe you have prepared for our hearts, for our mind, and for our life. We pray for wisdom, that the Holy Spirit may guide us as we listen to your word. And Lord, we trust you know what we need. You know our questions and problems. Your word is the answer. In Jesus' name, amen. We find here Jesus Christ calling people to him. He says, "Come to me." So my topic will be saying, "Come to Jesus Christ, you will find rest." For that is what the Bible is saying. We know that God sent Jesus Christ to this world, as the Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to save us, so that we may not perish or be condemned. Jesus has come to save us from eternal death. We hope and we trust, and that's what the Bible is saying. Whoever believes in him will not die, will have eternal life. But brothers and sisters, while we are still in this life, we come to Jesus, and Jesus is promising us that if we come to him right from now, from our life still on earth, we find rest in him. We find peace and joy for our souls. We hope, because, you know, sometimes when we speak of eternal life, we think of life after death. But according to the Bible, we start eternal life just as we come to Christ. We start living life abundantly. So now, Jesus Christ looked at the people around him, and now he decided to invite them to come to him. A person who lives in this life without Jesus, it's a difficult life. But you accept Jesus Christ, you come to Jesus Christ, then your life changes. That's what the Bible is saying here. We will be looking at the last three verses of our passages. But now, the first three verses, they have this to tell us about who Christ is. Jesus Christ is inviting people to come to him. He says in verse 25, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. The gospel, as it is preached every day. It is preached all over the world. But the Bible says it is hidden. Christ, we have all been celebrating. Every person knows that Good Friday is about the coming of Christ to this earth. But people do not know him. The Bible says this is hidden. And Jesus says, you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding. There are people who tell themselves that they are wise according to the estimation of this world. They are philosophers, they are scientists, they are scientists and they tell themselves that they know everything. Therefore, the Bible says the gospel, Jesus Christ, is hidden to such people. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 to 27 says, for consider your call, brethren, not many of you were wise according to worldly standard. Not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth, but God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. We are grateful to the Lord. Those who have come to know Jesus Christ, the Bible says it is not because they were wise. It is not because they were of noble birth, but weak as they are, God revealed himself to them. Jesus Christ and his gospel is despised. He is rejected and was also persecuted by the scribes and the Pharisees. Those people in those days who were known to be the leaders in faith, They tend to persecute Christ and reject him. As it is today, the people we live in this world who think they are successful, they are wealthy, they are learned, they know, they don't accept the gospel. They reject it. Amen. Rejecting the gospel, brothers and sisters, doesn't mean you say, no, I don't want Christ. I don't want this gospel. There are people who outrightly say so. We don't want Christ. They will say all the nasty things about the gospel and Christ. But there are those people who will say, yes, we believe. We are Christians. But now they want to believe in their own way. They want they make their own gospel. They make their own God, their own Christ. They would say, that I'm not saved, or I don't tell people that I'm saved, that does not mean that I don't have faith in God. There was one man, great man in South Africa, who once said, faith is a personal issue. You don't have to go about telling other people that you believe in Christ or whatever. It's yours personally, and then you must just leave it there. So there are many people who will say that. They will say, I'm also a Christian. I also know God. Even if I do this and do that, I also know God. That is the rejection of Christ. That is the rejection of the gospel. Accepting the gospel means you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. He will rule your life. It doesn't mean you must just do as you please and say, in my room I do pray, in my room I do study the Bible, and so forth. The Bible is guiding us how to follow Christ. Some people will say, you say, I'm not a Christian, but what would you say if you find me in heaven? Will you chase me away? I'll also be there. God has given us the gospel. God has given us the Bible as to how to worship, how to follow Christ. Jesus Christ here is thanking God. Say, God, I thank you because you have revealed this to little children. The gospel is revealed to those who will become children of God. The poor, the ignorant, but also the teachable, the simple and humble. Those who are teachable and humble, they receive the gospel. What does it mean that you are teachable? Jesus said when he was sending the disciples, go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then he said, and teach them to obey all that I've told you. If you are a child of God, you are teachable. You learn from your ministers, your pastors, from the leaders in the church. You are a child of God. If you are born again, you are a new person. You are willing to know what God says to you. So, brothers and sisters, to know Christ is not an easy thing. You will not know Christ because you are learned or you have studied the Bible. The Bible says God reveals who Christ is. Not everyone will know Christ. Here Jesus says, No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Knowing Christ, it's God's gift. God must reveal himself to you. God must reveal to you who Christ is. That's what Jesus is saying here. There was a time, the Bible says, Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? And there were many sorts of answers that were given. Some will say he is Jeremiah the prophet, and they will quote many people who came before Christ as he being the one of them. But now he came to them and said, who do you say I am? The Bible says, Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Brothers, what I'm saying is what Jesus is saying here. Knowing Christ is not something that you can do, learn, or be taught by somebody else who Christ is. God reveals himself to you. God revealed Christ to you. He says, no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom God chooses to reveal him. Jesus says, I thank you, Father, for that. Now the answer is, do you know him? Do you know Christ? Do your actions show or demonstrate that you know Christ? Because the more you know Christ, is the more you become like him. Knowing Christ, it means your life changes. You are being sanctified. You become like Christ. So the question is, do you know him? Do your actions show that you know him? And Jesus continue and make this wonderful, exceptional invitation. He says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Have you come to Jesus? Are you resting? Is your life a life of happiness, of joy, and rest in Jesus Christ? That's what Jesus is promising. You know, in this world, people are burdened. Their lives are full of troubles, full of worries, and full of guilt even, where they are sorry of what they have done. Jesus Christ is inviting all those people. He says, come to me, I will give you rest. Brothers and sisters, this is a wonderful invitation. When we accept it, your life changes drastically. How do we come to Jesus? Do we have to come to the fore and say we have come to Jesus? Well, what is important is that you must believe. Put your faith in Christ. Trust in him. Believe in Jesus Christ. Become his disciple and follow him. Be his follower. And say, I'm taking the decision to follow Christ. Jesus here is inviting the Jews. The Jews were the people who will think that by keeping the law, they will be justified. By following the laws of Moses, they will be justified. The Pharisees, they had many laws. They had some additions to the laws that they hoped by keeping those laws, people will be saved, will be justified before God. But listen to what Jesus is saying to them. He says the Pharisees tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger. There were a lot of laws that they have added to the laws of God, hoping that if people follow those laws strictly, then they will be declared righteous with God. Jesus says, you don't have to follow or keep any of those laws to be righteous, to be made righteous. You just come to me. You follow me. And then you will find rest. Jesus Christ is calling the sinners. Yes, all of us are sinners. We were born in sin. We lived in sin, but when we come to Jesus Christ, we are promised that we will be forgiven of the sins that we have committed, or the sins that we were born into. There was this woman, the Bible says he was brought before before Christ by the Pharisees and the scribes. This woman was caught in adultery. And they said, according to the laws of Moses, this woman need to be stoned. Where was the other person? Because you cannot commit adultery on your own. And then the Bible says they were testing Jesus Christ. All right, the whole story goes like that. But what I'm interested in is that after everyone has failed to condemn this woman, Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. When you come to Jesus Christ with your sins, you confess them, Jesus forgives your sins. But you must also take this, go and sin no more. You know, people will quote this woman and said, even the woman, Jesus did not condemn. So what I'm doing, Jesus will forgive me. Jesus keeps on forgiving me. Jesus says, sin no more. You have committed this sin, you have done this wrong, you get forgiveness, but don't continue in your sins. So Jesus Christ is also calling, inviting the sinners to come to him, find salvation. Thereafter, they will start living a life that is pleasing to God. After you have received this invitation. Jesus also is calling the criminals. You know, there are people who are busy harassing us, doing many things. We see here the example of Zacchaeus. He was an official working for the government, collecting taxes and all those things. But the Bible says he took some for himself. That is criminality. Jesus Christ also invited the criminals to come to him. When he entered the house of Zacchaeus, Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house." And we see the change in the life of Zacchaeus. He says, "From now on, I will return what I've stolen, what I've taken illegally from the people 4 times. When you have come to Jesus Christ, you have found salvation, you know that you have been forgiven, then your life changes. That's what Jesus is calling us to. He calls us to him because once you come to Jesus Christ, you don't go in the same way you have been going before. There is a change in your life. Zacchaeus was pardoned. He found salvation in Jesus Christ and became a child of God. Have you experienced that in your life? Has the change taken place in your life? Jesus also is calling us, those who say we are believers. We have already become believers and we have become children of God. He keeps on calling us. Sin follows us with the temptations, with some pressures that comes to us, forcing us to do the wrong things. That is why, as Christians, we have to confess our sins to Jesus Christ. And he calls us to come to him with those temptations. Some will come to our thoughts, to our dreams, to what we think about, we dwell our minds in. Those are the temptations which Jesus says when we come to him, he will give us rest. He will give us peace of our mind because he will teach us how to live a holy life, how to avoid things that will eventually put us into doing the wrong things. And if you are a child of God, you will listen and ask God to help you to walk the way he wants you to walk. We thank God for the blood of Christ that was poured for us. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. If we believe in him, we trust that he is able to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us, and even he cleanses our conscience so that we can live a life pleasing to him. Jesus says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Once you become a child of God, you walk with Christ, then you take up his yoke and you follow him. If you live with pride, you live with anger, we live with grudges, those things are burden in your heart. You carry them along. You live with hatred. They are so burdensome. But the Bible says once you come to Christ, you take his yoke. It is easy. You will be stress-free because your life, in your life, there will be happiness. There will be peace. That will be undisturbed, the peace of Christ. He is the Lord of peace. He is the King of peace. You find him, you find peace of your life. What are you saying, brothers and sisters? You know, the devil may rob you. He can tell you that you are a child of Christ, you are a child of God, but you are still carrying burdens in your life. We are carrying all these things that are heavy on you. Jesus Christ says, take my yoke because it is easy and is light. Just come to him, you will find rest. That is the promise we have in Jesus Christ. That is the word of God. Let us pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in our lives. We thank you for the Christ that you have given us, who is calling us today to come to him, so that, Lord, we can find the rest for our souls. I pray that as we have listened, you give us that strength and power, Lord, to follow you. As you have said, we must follow you and be your disciples. Be with us, Lord, this day and all the days of our life. In Jesus Christ, amen.